All set, Terry?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Megan Weir.
Thank you. Thanks, Jay, for that presentation. That was really helpful. I just wanted to kind of echo Terry's comment, but also support a lot of the recommendations of the SSC. I do think comparing to our current or old harvest control rule would be really helpful. I agree some sort of table format to help synthesize this information would be really helpful. And I don't know if there could be some sort of color coding on that, so you could just take a quick glance and see if one harvest control rule is predominantly one color or if they're all mixed up together. I think that that would be a helpful starting point. And then I also agree, I think a work group is going to be necessary here. These are some pretty in-depth discussions that I think are going to be necessary, and that's hard to do at the table. And I'm almost thinking of something that we did with the Menhaden ecosystem reference points, where there was also a workshop on management objectives, because I think that's a simultaneous part of this, is understanding the analytics of the harvest control rule, but also understanding what our management objectives are. So just wanted to voice my support for a lot of those SSC recommendations.
Great. Dr. Sissonwang.
Yes, I'd like to comment on the recommendation of going back and applying some of these candidate harvest control rules. I'll refer to them as candidates, understanding that some may be more realistic than others as candidates. But going back and applying them to the past to see how they would have performed, that could be a very interesting exercise, and it would inform people about what the catch levels would have been if those rules had been applied. But you wouldn't really know how well the rules perform. The rules are tested in the management strategy evaluation by comparing the simulated outcomes to the underlying truth or reality of the operating model. And if you went back and did this stuff retrospectively, as I say, you'd see what the catches would have been, but you wouldn't know what the underlying reference points are in the virtual reality of the simulation models. So you wouldn't know how they perform. And I think that is an issue because, as was pointed out by the SSC, there seems to have been more of a problem in the performance of the control rule that we've actually been applying than one would have expected based on the simulation results. And that probably relates in some way to the simulation results being applied to the virtual reality of the operating model, whereas we're making judgments about how well our management is performing under the assumption that we actually know what the reference points are, when in fact all we have is estimates of them. So I do think that retrospective type comparison would be useful in some regards, but I wouldn't ignore some of the limitations it'll have as well. Thank you.
Dr. Chair, if you wouldn't mind, just a quick comment. I completely agree with what Dr. Sissonwang just said. I think in the context of what we were talking about, it was kind of came up in a discussion of, what's so bad about the current control rule, and being a little glib, but that was kind of the idea. There was, it's not always been bad, right? We have some stocks that are doing pretty good that have, and we've been using that rule. And so that's what we were more getting at, is this, that kind of context of, in what situations has the existing rule done okay, and where has it not done as well? So I just wanted to support what Dr. Sissonwang said on the technical aspects of it, and offer that addendum to what I said earlier.
Great, thank you. I'm going to go back out to the audience. Lisa Kerr.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for, it was great to have this SSC feedback. It's informed. We've been able to take some of this into account already, and we'll continue to do that. I guess just on that comment of, how our ABC control role performs, I think in our vision here, if you were to look at the ramped control role, that's probably the closest one emulating the kind of functional, kind of description of the ABC control role. And if you look under the scenarios of misspecified mortality in recruitment or that's a situation where we have retrospective patterns that are comparable to what we have seen today in groundfish. And so you see under those conditions that we do have, we aren't able to rebuild the stock. We do have extensive overfishing and overfish status. So I think I would, direct to understand, current performance and current control role in the context of the current control role. I think that's probably the closest scenario to be instructive to understanding that. And I think these scenarios that we have, no misspecification, and everything kind of performs well are really, not to be communicated as that's how we think things are, but it's really a useful base case to show, if we don't have a misspecification, if we have perfect knowledge and great information, this harvest control rule should perform well. And it's, it's sort of this contrast between when things get, messy, what happens. So just to kind of put that particular scenario on people's radar for addressing those concerns. And then I just want to comment on, further summary of this information. It's been useful to have the feedback on, it's a lot of information, and we're still really working through how to communicate it. My comment on, I think some further input on, priorities in terms of management objectives could help to give us an iteration that's more refined, could help us kind of feedback an iteration that's more refined. For instance, the suggestion that we have a table that's highlighted on how performance works. So for us to highlight something as good or bad, we would need to really understand what the objectives are so that we could, for instance, for some low catch in the short term might be a good thing if you're looking for, rebuilding. For others, if economic, you prioritize your economic concerns, low catch in the short term would be a bad thing. And so that's where I think we could potentially have this iteration between a little bit more feedback on what to prioritize in visualizing and communicating the outcomes. And we could perhaps deliver something back that's, perhaps more catered to that as well. So just to highlight that as well.
Thank you. You care to respond to that, Dr. McNamee?
No, but I think Lisa was just sort of commenting as a member of the analytical team. So
I'm okay. Good. I'll respond. Yeah. All right. Maggie Raymond.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Maggie Raymond, Associated Fisheries of Maine. Thank you, Dr. McNamee, for your presentation. I just have a question about slide 12, where you talk about what if the constant ABC approach continues to be used in new control rules, that more explicit implementation should be developed. And my question is, given that the current control rule is silent on the use of the constant ABC, and the council may not have a new control rule prior to the next round of ABC setting. Would you agree that more explicit guidance on the use of the constant ABC would be useful for that next round of ABC setting?
Yeah, hey, Maggie. I think that my answer is yes. I think so. I think we started, actually, that discussion was a pretty good one. It as the chair of the group, I was a little bit wondering where folks were going with it, but in the end, it was a kind of a good discussion. And so, right, I think, you know, we made that comment because I think we were starting to kind of gel the parameters around, you know, when we're using it. We talked about that a little bit. And so codifying that, I think, would be helpful both for the SSC and for the council and the public to know, you know, so it feels less, I know there's a lot of discussion about it being kind of arbitrary and ad hoc and that sort of thing. And maybe folks are right about that, but I think when we're putting, we have reasons that we try to capture in our meeting minutes as to why we're making those decisions. And it would be great to have that kind of defined a little bit more in the short term or in the long term.
Thank you.
Great. I see no other hands. So thank you very much for the presentation and Q&A, Dr. McNamee. I'm going to turn it back over to Chairman Alexander to introduce the next section.
Thank you, Dr. Chair. I was wondering if Jay would indulge me just for one quick second before he takes off. Jason, you still there?
I am. That was close, but I'm still here.
Okay. So,
you're trying to escape.
Yeah. Could you just let me know, or let the council know what your work plan is on the rest of this for the rest of the year? You're going to continue on working on this. Am I right in assuming that?
Oh, that's a good question. I think maybe it might be better answered by Dr. Cornain, perhaps. I think the group continues to develop, you know, to synthesize the information, to summarize it, to put the document together. I think it's going to come back before the SSC at some point. We offered this idea about a work group to kind of help with that bridge between now and then. But the exact work plan, I do not know. Hopefully, Dr. Cornain could answer that a little bit better.
Dr. Cornain?
Thank you. So we're getting ahead a little bit to the presentation that I have after the COD workshop update. But to answer that now, it is a council priority this year to work on the control rule in consultation with the SSC. So I expect that work will continue.
Thank you, Jamie.
Well said, Terry?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Okay. All right, if you can introduce the next segment.
I'm not sure, is Dr. Brown here? Because he's up next with the update on the progress of the COD's stock structure working groups.
Good afternoon, this is Russell Brown, just checking my sound.
Great, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. There we go. So I'm going to give the council a brief update on the Atlantic Cod Science and Assessment and Management workshops that we're conducting with fishery stakeholders. This is a joint effort between the Northeast Fisheries Science Center, the New England Council, and the University of New Hampshire Sea Grant program, who is under contract through the council to provide facilitation services and to help us with report writing. And as we shift into the management workshops in the future, the Greater Atlantic Regional Office will also participate within the process. So next slide. So as you're aware, we've had a COD stock structure working group who took a look at the biological and ecological evidence relative to cod stock structure. They concluded that there are likely five distinct cod stocks within U.S. waters. And so that's the proposal that they generated. This work has been peer reviewed through a council peer review process, and that hypothesis has been supported by the peer review. Recognize that we have been managing the cod stocks under a two management unit structure, which is on the upper right hand side of the slide. Next slide. And so if we really think about this process, we've got three basic timelines going. In that left-hand column, we have the Stock Structure Working Group that was formed in 2018. It completed a report in 2019, and then that that report was peer-reviewed in May of 2020. The next step in the process is the Science Assessment and Management Working Groups. And so we kicked this process off at the beginning of June. And the science and assessment part of the process is to really take a look at the data that we have available to conduct stock assessments for the five proposed management units. And so we're taking a look at the survey data that's available from the center, from the various states and things like that. Taking a look at the catch data, taking a look especially at the sampling of that catch data to determine the kinds of information that we'll have available. And the projected output from this is really the stock assessment prospects. So we have four workshops scheduled and two have already been completed. And then from August through September, there'll be additional management workshops that I'll talk about in more detail. And then the third part of this process is the research track stock assessment process. And so we are forming the research track working group. We expect to have that done by next month. The center has reviewed the application or the applicants, and we have recommendations that have been forwarded to the NRCC deputies. Once they approve or modify those recommendations, we'll be notifying working group members. The working group will be working on the stock assessment for the remainder of 2021 and then for the entire calendar year of 2022. And then we have a research track peer review scheduled in March of 2023. Next slide. So, and then for the science and assessment workshop, basically we are assessing the data availability by proposed stock area to inform the upcoming research track stock assessment processes. We are identifying current and emerging research that can potentially inform the stock assessment process. We're trying to characterize the stock assessment prospects based on data availability by stock area. And what this will do is really allow managers to understand the level of information that they're likely to get from stock assessments when they're taking a look at how they might approach management of each of these distinct areas. And then we're also identifying information gaps and needs that limit stock assessment development for specific proposed stock areas. Next slide. So in terms of the science and assessment workshop process, we've had two workshops so far. The one on June 1st was focused on the Southern New England, Cape Cod and Channel area and Georges Bank data availability. The one on June 7th focused on primarily on the Gulf of Maine, both Eastern and Western Gulf of Maine. We have one coming up on Friday that's going to discuss data availability and follow-ups, and then really start to focus in on the stock assessment prospects in terms of what we think the research track working group might be able to do based on the data available. And then July 1st is just a continuation of that process. Next slide, please. So what we're not doing during the science and assessment workshops is actually conducting the stock assessments or performing a lot of detailed analyses. The focus really is on data availability and assessment prospects. So this is a setup for the research track working group. It's also providing advanced information to the management workshops that will follow in terms of what that data availability looks like. And we're also not discussing management prospects or implementations. We do have a separate workshop series where we'll go into that in detail. Next slide, please. So workshops 3 and 4 are coming up. We have one on Friday morning and another one on July 1st. For the one coming up on Friday, we'll be introducing and outlining some of the management strategy evaluation work that was recently funded through Salton Stock Kennedy. You just heard an excellent presentation by Mackenzie that looked at that for the current stock units. This work will really focus more on the proposed stock units. We'll discuss some of the information required for mixed stock implications. So we do have winter and spring spawning stocks in the Gulf of Maine that cross sort of our traditional management areas now. And we'll summarize some of the stock assessment prospects, including new and emerging data sources and data needs. Next slide. Some of the anticipated outcomes, we have an inventory of available data by proposed stock area. We hope to have a list of ongoing research that's likely to mature in time to be considered by the research track stock assessment process. We want to have an outline of stock assessment prospects and anticipated information that will inform management. This will be used primarily in the management workshops, but it won't be constraining relative to what the research track process can generate. It's just trying to give an advanced idea of what the potentials are based on data availability. We'll have a list of data gaps and needs to support a more robust stock assessments for the proposed stock areas. And the last one is really aspirational. We want to potentially narrow the universe of stock assessment needs for Atlantic cod for the research track working group so that they can focus on a more limited sort of scope for their stock assessments. Next slide. So switching over to the management workshops, in terms of the focus and schedule, we have 5 workshops scheduled in August through September. And the focus of these workshops is really gathering input on the potential management changes and possible economic and social impacts of these management changes. And if one really starts to delve in and start to think about this, depending on how you manage, there could be either, slight or somewhat consequential changes to some very serious sort of implications in terms of the way that you might manage this, particularly under the sector system. Next slide. And this slide is just recognizing a few is how to participate. New Hampshire Sea Grant has this nice website up. We are requiring registration just so that we can capture the participation in the workshop process. On this webpage, and if you just Google, Atlantic Cod Stock Structure Workshops, this will pop right up in Google. You can register. That red registration button is at the bottom there. And so far, we've had about an average about 50 participants for each of the first 2 meetings. So I think that's my last slide, but let's check. Next slide. And that's sort of just gives a basic overview of how the workshops are going. I think that they've been very productive in terms of generating excellent discussion, some really good questions from stakeholders. And some really useful information on some work and data that's out there that could be tapped into by the Research Track Working Group. So if there's time, I can take questions.
Great. Thank you very much, Dr. Brown. I'll open it up to questions from the council members first. Dr. Cornane.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to dovetail what Russ is saying, I also feel like the workshops are going very well. We now have the management workshops live. You can register for those at this website. And thank you to the UNH staff that got that up and running. And you'll also see the dates and the times on that page as well. So I encourage those who are interested to register both for the workshops, the science and data workshops coming up, but also for our management ones.
Great. And sorry, I was supposed to call on you there, Jamie. All right, Attorney Ikri, Mr. Alexander, then Dr. Sissonwine.
Thank you. Thank you, Russ, for the presentation. I think that the science workshops have been really informative, but where I'm struggling is kind of the intersect between the work that these workshops and then the research track that's going on, because my takeaway right now is that we now have had this Atlantic cod structure work that sees five distinct populations because of spawning. But as it relates to how we're approaching our assessments, we're still looking at things like our old models, our old approach. We're looking to find data that fits into that approach. And I just can't help but wonder if somehow or another we're kind of, I keep flashing back to the, you know, calibration work between the albatross and the Bigelow and what it took to get there and the impacts to our understanding of the stock with assessments and ABC setting. And I can't help, and I know that this is an evolving process, but feeling like we're yet again starting over and positioning the fishery to go through growing pains of something, in part because there's not a willingness to look at how we do our assessments differently. That could just be the way that I kind of, this data gathering seems to be all predicated on their kind of doing the same thing that we've always done with assessments. And so maybe I'm just missing something, but I'm kind of hoping maybe you could alleviate my concerns a little bit about how this dovetails into what the research working group's going to be doing and how they're going to think beyond what we've done in the past, I guess.
Well, again, the research track working group is wide open in terms of how they approach this. But even more so, I was actually reviewing a presentation that Lisa Kerr is going to give on Friday morning relative to the management strategy evaluation. And she had a really insightful slide in there in terms of how we might deal, it had five different options, sort of assessment / management options for dealing with sort of the stock structure we have. And they ranged from, you know, doing assessments that were, you know, much more inclusive, much more, lumped versus distinct. And what we're doing right now with, you know, a Gulf of Maine assessment and a Georges Bank and South assessment is lumped. And then specifying our management to consider the fact that we have multiple stocks within the area. And then giving a continuum of sort of options from moving from there to, very distinct stock assessments for each one of the five stock areas, and then trying to manage, you know, based on those stock areas. Where we land is an open question, but in my mind, it will probably be somewhere along that continuum and not at one end or the other. And so I think, you know, the fact that we're considering that we're doing some of this work up front is going to give us more options in terms of the way that we conduct the assessment to give more management flexibility.
All right, next up, Dr. Sissonwine.
Yes, thank you, Russ, for that presentation and for your most recent comment about your review of Lisa Kerr's work. I think what you said there is very important, that we, as we go forward, particularly with the research track assessment, that we build in alternatives that allow the science to be as good as it can be, making use of all this new information about stock structure.
I am almost positive that the current George's stock, and that's, this is not the track stock, but or not the track stock assessment, but the management purposes includes all the catch from basically George's Bank and south, including, you know, southern New England and anything south of there. What we generally try and do with our stock, you know, our management units or our assessment units, is to make sure that all of the U.S. catch is included in one of our assessments. And so even, you know, there's a couple of stat areas, 465 up in the Gulf of Maine, there are these tiny little triangles that assessment to be sure that all of the U.S. catch is basically accounted for in one of the, in one of the assessments when we have separate assessments, multiple stock areas for a given species.
All right, I'm going to go out to the audience. Questions from the audience? Seeing none, back to the council. All right, thank you very much, Russ. Much appreciated for the update.
Thank you.
Why don't we take a 10-minute break here while Jamie gets set up to give a report on other activities?